Head's first meeting, first visit to NATO headquarters, I believe, and the Secretary General of NATO, Lord Robertson, and then both make brief statements, and then we'll take a few questions. So, Secretary General, please.
Thank you. I'm delighted today to have been able to welcome to NATO headquarters Mr. Goran Svranovic, the Foreign Minister of the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. This is an important and indeed a historic day because the ambassadors to NATO have been very keen to welcome the democratic and peaceful changes that have taken place in the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. The air campaign in the Kosovo crisis was never directed against the Serb people. We had no argument with the Serb people, and we are delighted that they have now taken the historic opportunity to grab back their own future and are now looking forward to a future within Europe as well. It is very important that NATO and Yugoslavia get together and get down to dealing with common business that we have to deal with, and we've had this morning a useful and interesting exchange of views with the Foreign Minister. We've discussed a number of subjects of common interest, in particular the role of Yugoslavia in the various institutions that make up the democratic framework and in the future of the Balkans. After the democratic changes which took place last year in Croatia, we now have a key element for building genuine and sustainable and long-term stability in a region which, for the whole of the last century, caused so much trouble, not only to the region beyond it, but to the people as well. The Minister today has raised the issue of the issues in the ground safety zone between Kosovo and southern Serbia. It's a matter on which I have already had communication with President Kostunica, and on which we're going to have further detailed discussions in the future, and we had very good discussions here today. NATO remains committed to putting an end to all violence in Kosovo and calls upon all parties to exercise restraint in the Preševo Valley. We also took the opportunity today of discussing the issue of the residue of depleted uranium munitions in the area of conflict over the last 2 years. This is a matter that's very high on the agenda of the North Atlantic Council, and the Foreign Minister and myself have agreed that NATO and Yugoslavia will set up channels of communication to exchange information, to exchange views. NATO will be completely open and transparent about what information we have, what information we come across. We have nothing to hide and everything to share in making sure that people are reassured that what was done and the weapons that were used have not caused any lasting damage to the area or to the people of the area or to the troops who are peacekeeping in the whole region, and we shall continue to do it. I won't go into all of the subjects that we've discussed. Most of them are quite predictable, but all of them are concerned with stability in the Balkans and southeastern Europe. And today's meeting is a starting point from which we can move forward to a dialogue and a series of consultations, which I believe and I know will add to stability in a part of the world where people yearn for peace, yearn for prosperity, and yearn for being part of the Euro-Atlantic community that means so much to them and to future generations. Minister Svilanovic.
Well, thank you, Lord Robertson. I'll follow where you just stopped. The peace and stability is a long-term goal that is one of the absolute priorities, not only for our government, but I believe for all respected governments in the region. Aiming to achieve to have a long-term stability and a peace in the region, we would like to settle the set of issues that are now open. One of the key issues that we have now is the one that we've just discussed, and this is exactly, as you mentioned, the ground safety zone. the possible withdrawal or a change of a regime, the scope of a zone, but this is only an opening or introductory discussion to the issue that is going to be followed in different ways, on different levels, not only by our direct communication, but on lower levels, because we believe that the starting point for the discussion is that we are not in enemy armies anymore, and that a ground safety zone was implemented as a buffer zone between two enemy armies. But of course we are aware that there are many things we have to do together concerning the concrete building measures between our power structure as well as the NATO alliance, between the KFOR and the local population in Kosovo, but also, or before all, between our government and the local population in southern Serbia. We've been discussing this issue and we'll continue this discussion. We are also discussing the situation in Kosovo, but other issues that are now all over the pages in most of the media, and we shall continue this dialogue. What we agreed about is that concerning the ground safety zone, we shall have a continuous dialogue on different levels. We will share all the information available. Concerning the depleted uranium, we also agreed to have a very open discussion on the consequences and to share the information available about our army and security forces, as well as the information available by the NATO alliance. And we need to continue this way, a very open discussion, and to share the information in order to have a kind of a guarantees for the local population that they are safe, that their health is safe, but also that they will be supported by all sides to go through this very difficult period as far as the security, in particularly in southern Serbia, is concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, questions. Wait for the mic to get you, please. Gentleman there.
Yeah. Jonathan Marcus, BBC. Two quick questions to you, Minister. Firstly, on the depleted uranium, there's a...
Could people turn off the damn mobiles?
There's a...
This is a press conference. Include you, John.
I've just turned it off, but it wasn't mine that went off. There's a big range of opinions within NATO. Some governments are very alarmed about the depleted uranium story. Others are insisting that all the evidence shows that it is safe. Can you spell out exactly the degree of concern that your own government has on this issue? And secondly, in terms of the ground safety zone itself, NATO seems to rule out any fundamental changes in that regime. Can you say why you are not satisfied by the very significant reinforcements and increased pace and tempo of operations that NATO troops have been carrying out in recent weeks to try and calm down things, certainly on their side of the zone?
Well, thank you. I'll try to answer both questions. Well, as far as the depleted uranium is concerned, we have opened a dialogue and we'll continue sharing the information that is available by our army and security forces, and are very sure after this communication that I have with Mr. Robinson that we will have all available information by the NATO alliance provided. And that's the priority at this moment, because we want everyone in the region to be sure what is really going on, and we will continue this communication on the issue. As far as the performance of the KFOR on the ground, we have already discussed this issue before, and I think we'll have a continuous dialogue, because it's a long-term issue. Peace and stability in Kosovo, peace and stability in the region, as the Balkan is very much demanding. And we will all have to do our best on the ground, but also all politicians, the respected governments in the region, will have to do their best to achieve the goal as it is.
Would you like to comment as well?
No, can I say that we've already had discussions both at a local level, between President Kostanica and myself about the current safety zone. The intention of all of us is to reduce the level of violence and to minimize the provocation that might be caused by certain extremists in that area. That is a common concern that we share. Therefore, we will look at the detailed proposals that have been put forward by Minister Stevanovic today, and I look forward to continuing that discussion because we are interested in the discussion and in the outcome.
Gentleman there.
A question for the Minister, Jeff Albridge of AP. Did your discussions today cover the future of former President Milosevic and the cooperation with The Hague?
We've discussed the issue as well, of course. This is the issue that is on headlines. And I've clearly defined the position of my government that there is a need to fit the highest moral standards, that we already have a cooperation with The Hague Tribunal. But that we are now preparing to organize a truth commission that will provide the evidence on all the war crimes committed on behalf of so-called Serbian national interests, but also the information on the crimes committed against the Serbs. And as a final step, we see the proceeding. And at this moment, we are discussing a cooperation with the Hague Tribunal, but a proceeding on the ground, meaning on the territory of FRY. We will have a continuation of this communication with Ms. Carla Del Ponte, who is expected to come to Belgrade in actually several days from now.
Okay, the gentleman who's hidden behind the camera there.
Krasnice from the newspaper Pristina. A question for Minister Svilanovic. You had an interesting point saying that both armies, NATO and your army, are not enemies anymore. Will you hope then, based on that, the NATO will start changing the thinking of the regime of ground safety zone? And does that conclude, is that also concluded in your proposal for the GSZ zone? And the question for the Secretary General, a few months ago you said that your mandate as the Secretary General Yugoslavia will be included in the PFP. Partnership for Peace can be today considered the starting of that procedure?
Well, I might try to answer both questions. As to the Grand Safety Zone, we've just started the discussion. I have also had the opportunity to discuss it with several ministers worldwide, and this is a political communication. It has to be followed with a technical communication through a joint implementation commission, and in the meantime we'll have to have several meetings to achieve the goal as we define it, and this is to withdraw or to change the scope and the regime of the zone. So I'm not saying that the decision was brought. This is a discussion, and I see that the door is open for a discussion with several ideas as far as the zone is concerned, but also with several ideas as far as the confidence-building measures are concerned, particularly those that will include the local population into the institutional structure of our country. As far as the other issue that was mentioned, well, we do not have a position of a government concerning the PFP membership, but we need to have this communication that we have just started concerning the issues that are open and that we have just defined.
I said last year that I hoped that the two remaining European states who were not in the Partnership for Peace and the Euro-Atlantic Partnership Council, that is Bosnia and Herzegovina and the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, might eventually be able to join this organization that embraces all of these other countries from America and Russia right through to the Central Asian countries. And that still remains an objective of mine, but of course there is a long way to go, a lot of conditions to be satisfied by before these things can happen. But I was also saying last year that I predicted that the opposition in Yugoslavia would defeat Milosevic and that they would do it through the ballot box if they were given the opportunity, and I'm glad that that hope and that desire has been vindicated as well, and to have the Yugoslav Foreign Minister here today, Minister Svilanovic, who has got such a record himself for standing up for human rights, representing his country here today, is a fulfillment of one of the desires, one of the visions that I had as well. But as the minister has said, we're a long way from that at the present moment. But I look forward to building on the practical discussions that we are going to have and to welcoming a democratic Yugoslavia into the Euro-Atlantic family of nations.
Okay. I'm sorry there isn't time for more questions. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Where does it come?